The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, which is a Monday, and I hope you had a good weekend. When I'm with college kids, which I am a lot, they tell me that they now have to get a third vaccine. I don't know why it's called the booster and not a vaccine. But in any event, they should... None of them should be called vaccines because they're not vaccines. I mean, if you're intellectually honest, you care about science, you don't call it a vaccine. There are many things you might want to call it, but it is not a vaccine. That is clear. It does not protect you from getting the virus, which is what all vaccines in the history of vaccines were meant to do. If you got a smallpox vaccine, you didn't get smallpox. The number of people who apparently, I don't have this as an irrefutable fact yet, I say apparently, the number of people getting COVID who have been vaccinated, or Omicron in particular, is proportionate to those who are not vaccinated getting it. This is all within a year of getting the vaccine, in many cases within 6 months. There's an acknowledgement that the vaccine does not last very long. So what do they answer? Oh, it's not meant to prevent you from getting the disease. It's to prevent it from becoming serious. So that is what we call an ex post facto rationale. They never said that in the beginning. Never. So don't call it a vaccine. Say a minimizer shot. I could accept that, a minimizer shot. I don't think there was a more important story last week or over the nearing the weekend than the utter and total ignorance, frightening ignorance shown by Supreme Court justices with regard to the virus. But it was illuminating to give you an idea of the warped bubble in which people on the left live, and that includes liberals. Liberals don't access conservative ideas. In other words, they don't access any ideas with which they differ, no matter how intelligent, no matter how science-based. That's why I'm grateful. I know this is, it almost sounds funny, but I'm grateful to the left-wing hate sites that put up my videos to show how foolish I am, because it enables their left-wing followers to actually hear an idea they would never hear otherwise. Please put up my videos more often. It is a service to truth. Sotomayor, I want to watch my words because I have nothing against the woman on a personal level, but came across as an ignoramus, truly an arrogant ignoramus, which characterizes too many people on the left. They're arrogant, and they don't know what they're talking about. Listen to this. Sonia Sotomayor's from the Epoch Times ludicrous claim before the Supreme Court, before her Supreme Court peers, during oral arguments that 100,000 children were, quote, in serious condition, unquote, from COVID-19, when 3,000 would have been far more accurate, is more than just an embarrassment to the justice. How could such an ill-informed person be a justice of our highest court? What else doesn't she know? Or perhaps more exactly, doesn't want to know? This is written by Roger Simon. It is just a piece of truth. Her full quotation makes it sound still worse. Quote, We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators. Before I go on, now, I'm not even interested in saying she lied, because lying is a very difficult thing to prove. Do you have to know what you say is not true for it to be a lie? I've asked this question many times, so I don't know the moral or even linguistic answer to that question. Do you have to know to say it is a lie? Should you, if you should have known, is it a lie? However, whatever term you wish to use, there was nothing true about what she said. She spoke awful, awful untruths. Things that have no relationship to truth. She sounded like an idiot. So how did that happen? How does a justice of the United States Supreme Court say something that has no truth whatsoever to it, and which thereby, and which forms her opinion on the bench? How does that happen? Because everything she knows about COVID, she got from left-wing media. Everything! And it's mostly lies. Where did she pick this up? Did she make it up? Well, if she made it up, then it's a lie. But if she's just spouting the crap that she hears on CNN, the lies at the New York Times and Washington Post for the last years, like ivermectin is just a horse dewormer, whole giant article in the New York Times about that. None of those are true. We are currently going through a bump in cases of the vastly weaker Omicron variant, which many have compared to a cold, and in the vast majority of instances can be treated at home with therapeutics. Even extreme vaccine enthusiast CDC Director Rochelle Walensky admitted that hospitalizations for other age groups were 15-fold greater than the pediatric, and those weren't much. Sotomayor wasn't alone on the court with her with what some might euphemistically call mischaracterization. Justice Stephen Breyer claimed 750 million new cases of coronavirus had been reported in our country, when the entire population is well less than half that. Now, it's interesting. I say interesting because I don't know what to make of it. Nobody would correct him, even a fellow justice. Stephen, there are only 350 million people in the country, so we can't have 750 million cases. Now, everybody makes slips of the tongue, and I never dwell on that, whether right or left. But it is odd that nobody felt the right to say anything about it. Because now that I think of it, what would they have said? Let's say one of his pals, okay, on the left. Let's say Justice Kagan. Stephen, only 350 million Americans. It would have taken a while, and it would have looked embarrassing. So I don't know what's more embarrassing, letting this stand or correcting him. The problem is what I have called want to believe. Sotomayor and Breyer are so convinced of liberal/conservative ideology that they are unable even to see the arguments of the other side, sometimes to the extent that they do not even know they are there, that they exist. How often have I said, this is one of the basic premises of my life, we know everything they say, they know nothing we say. We do not live in a bubble. It's almost impossible for a non-liberal, non-leftist to live in a bubble. We would never watch television. We would never go to school. We would never go to the movies. We would have to live in a complete isolation. They do. They do. Because when they go to the movies and when they read a paper and when they watch news and when they go to school, they only hear the left. And they actually assume that what they are told is true. There is no one as gullible as a liberal or a leftist. This is one of the cases where I don't draw a distinction between liberal and left. I almost always do. But in terms of gullibility, being prepared to believe what is not true, there's no difference between a liberal and a leftist. It is an astonishing thing that a justice of the United States would say what she said on from the Supreme Court bench. 1-8-PRAGER-776. We continue.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Folks, have you noticed home prices are skyrocketing right now? For current homeowners, that means your home has more equity. With today's high cost of living, your monthly debts are higher, and your ability to save money is tougher than ever before. That's why you should contact Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage now to review your cash out refinance options. If you have credit card debt, home improvement projects, or just need more savings, this may be your last chance to take advantage of today's low interest rates. Andrew and Todd can help you get cash out while rates are at historical lows. Go to andrewandtodd.com, fill out their simple form for a quick mortgage checkup, or call 888-888-1172. Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage can help you get back to financial security. Go to andrewandtodd.com or call 888-888-1172, 888-888-1172.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I would like to know, this is something I don't know, interesting. I have to check this out. I'm backdated a few days on my New York Times reading. I'd like to know if the New York Times and Washington Post covered the fact that Sotomayor made up data about COVID. Crazy data. Not just missed by a little. Just made up lies. And I'm not saying she's lying, because it's a philosophical question. Are you lying if you believe what you say? I tend to think it's still a lie. Most people who lie believe their lies, certainly when it's ideological. And remember, this is Sotomayor's statement is proof, another one of the thousands of one of my basic understandings of life, and should be yours, that whereas truth is a liberal value and truth is a conservative value, truth is not a left-wing value. So she didn't ask herself, is it true? She assumed that reading it in the New York Times made it true. They believe that. But I'm not even sure she got this from the New York Times. Is the New York Times really reported that there are over 100,000 children severely ill of COVID? Virtually no child gets severely ill from COVID. There is a serious question, and I don't know the answer to this. Are more children, I'm talking about young children, let's say, what does she mean by children? I assume under 15, let's say. Have more children died of COVID or died of or been hurt by the vaccination? I don't know the answer. I don't claim to know the answer. I think I don't know if it's answerable because they don't report honestly on adverse effects of the vaccine. But I'd like to know if the average Democrat in this country thinks that Justice Sotomayor told the truth. I think that's the most important question of the recent past. Because if they do, you have an understanding of why we have this divide. The divide is not only over values, it is over reality. And by the way, they acknowledge that. They will say, we live in different realities. That is correct. One of the few times I agree with a left-wing writer. We do live in different realities. This was an insight, a glimpse into the left's reality. What Justice Sotomayor said. And I also believe that to this moment, she doesn't know she lied. Who is going to tell her? Her family? Her friends? Clarence Thomas? Who's going to tell her? You know, you really told something that has no truth to it. You are basing your verdict on a lie. Which also shows you, in order to justify lockdowns and mandates, you must wildly distort what the virus has done. To have a mandate that children get it, that parents line up to vaccinate their children with a non-vaccine, with a vaccine that could hurt their child. In the vast majority of cases, the child is not hurt, at least not now. We have no idea what the long-term effects of this vaccine are. How can we have an idea? It's not been tested for a long time. Can we agree on that? We do not have a clue as to the long-term effects of this. The problem, writes Roger Simon, is what I have called want to believe. Sotomayor and Breyer are so convinced of their ideology that they are unable even to see the arguments of the other side. Sometimes to the extent that they do not even know they are there. That they exist. Have either of these people, Supreme Court justices, who must have known for months that they are going to have to rule on matters concerning COVID, read any of the books on the subject by Alex Berenson, Dr. Scott Atlas, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., himself obviously a liberal? Obviously, because he's Robert F. Kennedy's son. Have they viewed any of the detailed videos made by Drs. Peter McCullough and Robert Malone, some available right here at the Epoch Times, warning of the significant dangers of vaccinating children with barely tested mRNA? Have they even read the Great Barrington Declaration? Do they know who signed it or what their backgrounds were, Harvard, Oxford, and Stanford, among others? Do they even know what it is? In all probability, the answer to most, possibly all of these questions, is no. It is for almost every liberal or progressive, I know, the answer is no. They are bathed in what are deemed the proper morally narcissistic views by the New York Times and CNN, and accept them like automatons. Ignorance is bliss, as they say. That's why this, what happened, is so important. So incredibly important. So Berenson is also a liberal. I wonder, I'll have him on and ask him that, if he's still a liberal. I would like to know if Alex Berenson, whose book I read, Pandemia, I would like to know if he is... If he is a Democrat, if he is still a Democrat, that would be interesting to know. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 877-243-7776. It's a fascinating, the whole thing, and it's very depressing. Glendora, California. Mike, hello.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Two quick things. The second one is about donating through Amazon to PragerU. That's my second thing. But the first one is, I asked Hugh Hewitt the exact same question today, how someone could be so far off and egregious. And my suggestion is to call Hugh, because he had a great answer for it. And that is, you know, the justices delegate some of these things to him. And I think they got, in the case of Sotomayor, I think she got a hyper-partisan clerk who, you know, is doing exactly what you said, not up on any facts, but, hey, they want to present the work.
Right, so here's the question I would ask you, and, of course, my friend Hugh, and he is my friend. Has the clerk Is the clerk aware that they gave misinformation to the justice? And is the clerk fired? Back in a moment.
All of you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have their box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass on the savings directly to you. You can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with the promo code. Or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with your promo code. MyPillow is not just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to my new beds. Promo code also works on mystore.com and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-761-6302. Use the promo code Prager to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code Prager, or 800-761-6302.
Well, I just learned that Jake Tapper at CNN called out the justice. And I'm going to play it for you so you will understand that my overriding commitment, even more than to my positions on any matter, is to the truth. I am crazed by the pursuit of truth. There is nothing more important. Lies are the root of evil, not money, not anything else. Lies are the root of evil. That's why what Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are doing by labeling everything they differ with misinformation, by intentionally lying and forcing lies down the public's eyes and ears, is evil. It's really evil. So I want you to know CNN's Jake Tapper did call out Justice Sotomayor. Here it is. Here it
Joan, I heard some assertions made by the Supreme Court justices today that were simply false. One example, Justice Sotomayor said, quote, "We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators." That's just not true. There are fewer than 5,000 minors hospitalized with COVID right now. Seen there on the right, we're showing the figures. Not 100,000. And that includes minors who were admitted because of COVID and ones who tested positive but had been hospitalized for other reasons. What do you make of this?
Well, there were a lot of facts and figures thrown out from justices across the spectrum that some of them certainly raised questions from people who really know their stuff on this issue. And I do have to say, Justice Sotomayor, she's not so much speaking to her colleagues. She's not so much trying to persuade them. She's speaking beyond the walls of the court. Usually it's Justices Breyer and Kagan who try to be more persuasive to their fellow colleagues with the arguments they're making and the questions that they're asking.
This response is classic left. Okay, Jake Tapper is an outlier on the left. I give him massive credit. She just should have said, yeah, that's really remarkable. She really, if not, you would want, what was his word? He didn't say lie. What did he say? False. That is really distressing that a Supreme Court justice would exaggerate by a factor of 20 the number of children in hospitals for COVID. And as Tapper pointed out, even among the 5,000, many have COVID, but they're in for something else. God, the gobbledygook. I don't know who this woman is. Okay, I'm supposed to remember how to pronounce that after you spell that? Biskupic? Fine. Who cares? She's interchangeable with other leftists. They're interchangeable.
And the questions that they're asking. But even neither of them actually were able to get much traction in the case involving the 84 million.
She's not responding. This is not a response to Jake Tapper's point. She told a whopping falsehood. A Supreme Court justice from the bench told the country something that has no relationship to truth. And this woman that he spoke to, who is not Jake Tapper, who is just another leftist, doesn't say, yeah, boy, you're right. That's all she should
workers,
say.
Workers, the OSHA case.
All right, it doesn't matter. Okay.
At one point, Justice Kagan came right out and said, everyone knows that vaccinations work. Everyone knows that that's what saves lives. But her colleagues on the right wing were coming at it from a very different direction. And as you probably know, Justice Sotomayor actually wasn't in the room. She was, because she has diabetes, she was listening to the arguments and asking questions from her chambers.
Yeah, I mean, facts are important, especially in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Holy crow. Jake Tapper. I would give you a box of cigars, not one cigar.
I mean, facts are important. So,
especially
in the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, that's right. I wonder what Jake Tapper thinks being at CNN. I'd love to know. I mean, I'd be very curious. I wonder if anybody at the New York Times called her out. I will check on that during the break. This is truly a test case. By the way, the definition of lie, I was just sent it. The definition of lie is an intentionally false statement. So you can repeat lies. I guess that's what it is. She repeated a lie. Is that fair to say? Well, I looked up. It's not an exhaustive search yet, but I did Google New York Times Sotomayor COVID. Did the New York Times report the, again, I don't know what the word to use is, the completely false statement of Justice Sotomayor of 100,000 children hospitalized with COVID. So I put in New York Times Sotomayor COVID. And I got today, it's January 10th, New York Times. Guess what the headline I got will be. COVID updates. Number of hospitalized young children who've tested positive is jumping, CDC says. How's that, huh? And I did a search in the article for Sotomayor, and this is what I got. Justice Sonia Sotomayor was diabetes and had been the only member of the court to wear a mask since the justice returned to the courtroom, participated remotely from her chambers. On Friday, seven of the justices wore masks on the bench for the first time. The exception was Justice Gorsuch, who sits next to Justice Sotomayor. That's fascinating. Wow. All of the justices are fully vaccinated and have received a booster shot, a court spokesman said, and they're still wearing masks. Painful. The elites of our country are the antithesis of elite. You realize the truth of William F. Buckley's famous statement. You got it there, Sean? See who can come up with it first, me or you, about preferring to be governed by the first 1,000 names in the Boston phone book.
I would rather be governed by the first 2,000 people in the Boston telephone directory than by the 2,000 people on the faculty of Harvard University.
Very, very good, Sean. You, sir, you deserve a Tootsie Roll. Yes. And I'm going to find one. Hey, by the way, talking about chocolate candies, are you familiar with Chunky? We should do a segment. Not today. But when nothing's happening, which is rare, not on Chunky, on candies that were popular when I was a kid and are not now, like Good and Plenty, But we won't do that now, because it would create in my producer a medical reaction. He might be hospitalized if I did that.
Yeah, I mean, facts are important. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anyway, what year did he say that? The reason I ask it is to show you how long-standing the corruption of our intellectual class is. And, of course, if you point that out, you're called anti-intellectual. Just like if you point out the non-vaccination parts of the vaccination and that they don't work, as a general rule, I have no doubt that they have worked for some people. I've said that. I've been asked, and I've said that. They have worked in for some people in reducing the symptoms of the disease. They clearly have not had an overall huge impact, because more people died in the year of the vaccine than died in the year of no vaccine. But you're called an anti-vaxxer. If you say the earth is getting warmer, but we should not be following the green hysteria and destroying the economic bases of our society with regard to energy, you're called climate denier. The left has always done this. They label dissent, but they don't answer the challenges. So anyway, I found you what they say in the New York Times about this. I'll look for more. All right, let's see here. Betsy, Cleveland, Ohio. Hello.
Dennis,
yes.
If you will listen to the two-hour interview that was conducted with Dr. Robert Malone by Michael Savage, and or the interview conducted with Dr. Robert Malone by Joe Rogan, you will hear him give the background of Jake Tapper. He expressly defines when and by whom he was bought. It was Pfizer. When exactly it occurred, and how he basically owes his show.
Oh, so Dr. Malone specifically addressed Jake Tapper?
But specifically, which is...
Wow, okay. All right, you're right. I have to hear that. I agree with you. There's so much I have to hear that it's somewhat endless, but that is correct. I heard my wife told me, who is, I believe, knows more about COVID than 99% of doctors. I don't mean how cells replicate or something like that, but more about COVID. Anyway, she told me that Alex Berenson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. actually had a dialogue, which is fascinating, because Berenson, in his book, politely dismisses Robert F. Kennedy. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whom I had on the show with the publication of his book on Dr. Fauci, has gone from being regarded as a kook to being regarded as a very serious, very courageous man. That's very big. In a sense, the left has lost. They've lost half this country that believed them on these matters just 2 years ago. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a serious indictment of Jake Tapper, after all my praise of him for saying that, but my expectations of CNN are so minimal that even one anchor saying one true thing, I have to bring it to your attention. Okay, Santa Monica, California, Joe, hello.
Hello, I'm calling about untruths, and it looks like PragerU posted an untruth on the Facebook post this weekend.
And what was that? I don't know all the PragerU posts. What was it?
Yeah, the one that they have is how much trash goes into the ocean, and it lists that China makes 8.1 tons of trash going into the ocean, and that's actually wrong. It's actually, at the high end, maybe 3.5 million metric tons. And what happened is I looked up the article it says it takes it from, which is the Wall Street Journal. And if you read the text, it actually says that. You guys copied the information from a graph, but you didn't actually read every line on the graph. And the
all right, you know what? I'm believe it or not, I'm happy you brought it to my attention, and I promise to you I will look into it. That's very important. There's nothing I can say except that. That if we're wrong, we're taking it down, and we will put up the right number. Everybody at PragerU knows that that's the first commitment. We must tell the truth. Let me tell you why. Aside from I have a religious love of truth, I have a moral love of truth, there's another reason. There's a selfish reason. This is true for every one of you as it is for me and any public figure. If you lose your credibility, it's over. It's a very important thing to remember. That's one of the reasons it's so important not to lie. The most valuable thing we have really is our credibility. So that I went immediately to the call. There's a full board of calls here. But I picked the one that said that we said something that isn't true. I need to know that. It's worth it for everybody. Now, kids need to be raised with that belief. More important than your income, more important than anything in your life is your credibility. That's why it's very good not to start with a lie, because there are no lies that can be told without having to give a whole set of lies to protect the first one. What Sotomayor did is terrible. It's just terrible. It's terrible for the country. But it does illuminate a great deal. They don't know what they're talking about. Back in a moment.
The Dennis Prager Show, live from the Relief Factor pain-free studio.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.